Iran offers help in the Iraq situation as whispers of persecution grow. The U.S. president selects a Christian ministry to lead the HIV/AIDS fight in Haiti. And a bus ministry shares Christ with hundreds in Cameroon. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iran is trying to thaw relations with the United States by offering help to stabilize Iraq. The offer comes even as Iran faces sanctions as a rogue state. Chaos from within between the religious groups is also surfacing. Christians make up less than 0.5% of Iran's population. Evangelistic work is banned. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says they're getting reports of increasing persecution.
Religious authorities there realize that the church is growing and are seeking to apply pressure on those who come to their attention who they believe are part of that movement.
DeYoung says that's why their work must continue.
The broadcasts are very important for sustaining people. There already is a great shortage of trained Christian leaders, and with some of them being forced to curtail their activities, the broadcasts cannot be stopped. They blanket the country, and they can be heard and are being listened to intently.
Next, Christians are facing more persecution in Uzbekistan. According to reports, an unscheduled program called Hypocrisy aired late last week, saying Christian missionaries were worse than the afflictions of the Soviet system. The program says Christians use financial means to attract new followers, only to turn them into zombies. The use of the Uzbek language in churches was their proof of this effort. Pray that God uses this program to make people even more curious about Christianity. You're listening to Mission Network News. U.S. President George W. Bush has selected a Christian organization to lead a $7.7 million HIV/AIDS initiative in Haiti. Chief Operating Officer for World Hope International is David Erickson.
The president announced that World Hope International had been selected to lead a consortium of seven indigenous Haitian organizations to provide a comprehensive response to the problems of HIV and AIDS in Haiti over the next 3 years.
Erickson says Haiti has the highest HIV prevalence rate in the Western Hemisphere. He says AIDS victims need to hear about Christ the most. But can World Hope use the money to do that?
We can't use government funding to proclaim the gospel. But we are present, we're building relationships with people, and we are bringing other resources to the table. And we are free to use those resources to share the hope and the promise of the gospel.
We turn next to ION Network Ghana, where the team's documentary on the commercial exploitation of children in fishing won second place in the annual Africa Initiative Awards. Their message stood out over 76 other organizations. ION Network's Rody Rodehaver breaks down the importance of this prestigious recognition.
The value of the documentary is that it raises awareness to the problems that are being faced by these children and these poverty-stricken people.
Namely, the issue of child labor and the plight of children in Ghana. Rodehaver says the 15 years ION Ghana has worked in the region speaks to their vision for ministry.
In terms of us sharing the gospel and sharing the hope of Christ, that happens in a number of ways because of the interaction of our ministry staff as they work to interface with the parents of these children. But it also happens because these children are placed in Christian schools that we operate.
And Back to the Bible shares good news from Cameroon. A partner there launched a Christian bus ministry, so commuters are now able to hear their Australian-produced radio programs. He plays program CDs in transport buses that travel the city streets. A typical bus carries over 200 passengers in each of its four daily routes, so the potential impact of the gospel multiplies with five buses now taking part in the program. Pray that the message takes root in the hearts of the listeners. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Come trace the steps of a man who dared to give himself fully to God, risking prison to do so. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.